The tales are depraved and spooky. The drinks they sip are boozy. Tune in and you'll hear a doozy. The tipsy and depraved.
Hey everybody. Welcome to... Shut up. Hello.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Hey everybody. Welcome to Extra Tipsy, our little companion piece to our full-length podcast. Extra Tipsy will be one short story about something spooky or possessed that's happened in history. There's no drink because we're already drunk off of our episode.
So drunk.
Drink. So this is, I don't, Dirty Shirley Temple that we're still drinking.
Dirty Shirley Temple.
Yes. So
yes.
So
and they hit you like a brick.
Yeah, like a wall. Like a brick
yeah.
wall. So this will be fun. So this week I'll be creeping you out. I'm Jackie, and I'm gonna talk to you about the Bermuda Triangle.
Ooh,
nice! I just realized we didn't introduce ourselves in the last one.
How obtuse!
Oh no! It should be an acute story.
You know what? You should just take lead on this one.
I'm good now. I got those out of the way.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Anywho, for those of you who live under a rock, the Bermuda Triangle, which is also known as the Devil's Triangle, is a paranormal, weird section of the Atlantic Ocean between Miami, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda, where airplanes, boats, just mysteriously go poof and are gone. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
This is my favorite.
I love it. I love it.
Have you guys seen the movie Ghost Ship?
Yes. Horrifying.
I like that movie.
Oh, I'm so scarred from that movie.
I didn't like the zip line thing that like cut through everybody.
That's exactly what I'm scarred with.
But everything else was fine.
That's exactly what I'm scarred from. That like cut everybody in half thing. That's all I remember about that movie.
So the Bermuda Triangle was coined in 1964. That's when it kind of came into the urban legend that it became.
As most things are, I feel like.
By a writer named Vincent Gaddis. And Vincent believed that the Bermuda Triangle was essentially a shield that protected the lost city of Atlantis. In the Atlantic Ocean. So the theory is that somewhere under the Atlantic Ocean in that area is Atlantis. And its crystals give off this energy that just keeps out unwanted people. So if you try
that makes sense.
So if you try to purge into that area, your plane will crash or your boat will disappear and you will just vanish without a trace. Essentially.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the Disney movie that is severely underappreciated?
Atlantis. Yes.
Underappreciated movie. Yes.
Very good. Yes. I love Milo. All right, so I don't know if you noticed during Karina's section on the last episode when she's talking about Bea and Jan, I kind of giggled a minute because I thought of something afterwards. It's when Karina mentioned about the second daddy. And then in my head, I'm like, the only second daddy I have is Josh Gates.
You know, I was already thinking about the Josh Gates episode where he covers the Bermuda Triangle. I was like, it's all coming back to me. Daddy Gates.
Daddy Gates. Oh my God. Well,
Daddy Gates is the best.
He needs to be like a sponsor for our podcast. We just love you so much, Daddy Gates. Oh no, we need to stop.
Never. Can't stop, won't stop, Daddy Gates.
YOLO.
Oh, God.
Anywho.
But I did enjoy this episode. Go ahead.
Right, so that's one theory, is that Atlantis is somewhere under the Bermuda Triangle. Okay. Another one, other theories involve time portals, aliens, magnetic fields, something funky just is happening with gravity in that section of the world. There, like, if you could think of an explanation behind the Bermuda Triangle somewhere, somebody out there has already been to it. So it's just like this mythical area that no one can really explain, which is fascinating. So there seems to be two schools of thought. There's the people that believe it's completely paranormal, something crazy is happening, and then there's people who try to explain it as like real geology, whether it's something with gravity or magnetic
science.
Magnets. Oh my gosh, it's like the Insane Clown Posse song. What is it? Oh my god, what is it called?
Insane,
the ICP.
I have no idea.
I'm looking it up real quick.
I have no idea.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is this on YouTube? Is this a YouTube thing?
Have you never heard of Insane Clown Posse before?
I've heard of Insane Clown Posse. I just don't know.
No. Insane.
Oh, it's called Miracles. Insane Clown Posse is that duo, like, they, like, have the weird clown makeup on. It's white and black. And then their fan cult is, they're all called Juggalos.
No.
They have a song called Miracles. And there's a lyric in it about magnets.
That's it? There's a lyric about magnets?
Yeah.
I've never seen these people. I'm looking at the YouTube video right now. That's hilarious. No, I've never heard of this. This is scary. Anyway,
so the only thing about the school of thought with like the natural explanations is that there isn't one out there that covers aircraft disappearances and boat disappearances. So, for example, there's people out there that believe that the boat disappearances can be explained by rogue tidal waves in that part of the ocean that just sweep boats away, which works for sea craft. But then why do planes disappear? Like, you can't explain one and explain
Megalodon
and explain the other.
Have you not seen the Megalodon versus something movie?
No. I would not tie that into natural explanation.
The Megalodon jumped out of the ocean and took down a plane in that movie, okay? Like,
okay.
All facts.
All facts.
I don't know.
Nothing but facts.
It was on Sci-Fi Channel. It was a sci-fi original movie.
So, like, same school of thought as Sharknado. Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
The magnetic field thing.
Oh man.
It was the Megalodon.
No, not the Meg.
The Meg. The Meg is jumping up and snatching planes out of the air, snatching ships out of the sea. I just picture it like jumping up.
No, it's not a dolphin. I'm a huge thing, I think.
Yeah,
and that is one of the, like, something with the magnetic field causes, like, your navigation systems to go haywire. Fair. And then, like, there's reports out there, like, visibility, like, flying invisibility, or even in the sea, visibility going to nothing, any kind of lost. So there's different stories out there about what happens once you actually breach into the triangle, or so we think. So a lot of the stories, and here's where I'm going to tear it all down. A lot of the stories that are out there are either based off of, in like, just false, like they're just made up, or they could be actually traced back to mistakes and human error. So there are a lot of the stories seem to repeat each other, like verbatim repeat each other. Others were riddled with mistakes as well. And there's actually people out there that are starting to debunk this guy's theories about the triangle altogether. And if you think about it, like, I remember when I was younger, we'd talk about the Bermuda Triangle all the time. And now, like, you don't hear about it anymore. No, like, really at all. You don't hear about it at all anymore. And that's because it's kind of been debunked. Like, the same area of the Atlantic Ocean now, it's heavily traveled by cruise ships, cargo ships. It's,
I was going to say, are we traveling this like area?
Flights go through this area on a regular basis, and it's nothing happens. Like, it's just uneventful through the route. You're good to go. So it's just kind of part of this late 20th century, like, paranormal urban legend.
It was fun, though, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Yeah, the Navy planes that went missing, that was a cool story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember having, like, full classroom, like, discussions about the Bermuda Triangle.
Right. Well, like, some of them even the Navy ships that mysteriously disappeared, like, now that they've traced it back, they went down during bad storms.
Yeah, that one sounded like pilot error.
It was like pilot, they can be traced back now, like, pilot error, something with the weather, and it just happens to be around that same area. But even some of the stories that were originally linked to the Bermuda Triangle, the planes and ships that went down were actually outside of that radius. So they weren't actually in a triangle, but because, you know, people love sensational stories, people just believe it at the time. But now we have a lot more technology and ways to access information. So it can kind of be debunked a little more securely.
But definitely.
It was just so interesting as a kid.
It really was. Like, I remember thinking to myself, I would never fly through that area of the world. Yeah, I'm terrified. And, like, I flew to Antigua. Went, woo! We went right through it! And we're fine.
Yeah, dude. It's a big triangle.
It's a big triangle.
And looking at where it is on the map, you can't
miss it. Oh, you're going to go through it. You're going to literally anywhere.
It's like a high traffic area.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially for tourism. Cruise ships.
Like, if you look at where it is in relation to PR, like, I know San Juan Airport is, like, not considered in it, but it's on the left side of the island. Like,
you gotta fly through it, depending on what side of the country you're coming from, to fly into Puerto Rico. Yeah, you're flying through it.
So, it's just so funny. We lived
to tell the tale. Traveled to the Bermuda Triangle and survived. I'm a survivor.
You know what probably happened? So I'm looking at it now. It probably just shifted, and it's probably just sitting straight over Florida.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
It's straight over Florida? It's at the tip of Florida.
It's Miami. I know,
but it probably just shifted, and it's just sitting on top of Florida, because Florida is a clusterfuck of weirdness.
Florida's always been a clusterfuck of weirdness.
True.
Florida's its own country.
I feel like we should have a whole episode on Florida crimes.
There's so much to dig into.
Yeah. But I found out too, like, I kind of dug into it before, is that, like, Florida, like, they have a law where, like, all their stuff is immediately, like, available to the public, which other states don't have, which is why it always seems like the most bizarre things happen in Florida.
Because it's just, like,
readily available to the public.
Love it.
We should definitely do an episode just on Florida. We should do an episode on weird laws in general.
Yes. Yeah. That was on one of my lists. Yeah. Why is that a law?
Why is it a law?
Why is that,
like,
still
there's
a law?
Like, I think in, like, Tennessee or some weird place, like, not that Tennessee's, like, a weird place, but, like,
right, Tennessee.
That donkeys aren't allowed in bathtubs. Like, why is that a law?
There has to be a reason, though. Like, that's the thing. It's a law for a reason.
What's
so
the reason? Like, what happened to make that a law?
What's the story then?
Yes, exactly.
We went from Bermuda Triangle to donkeys in a bathtub. I would call that.
Why is that a thing?
I think that's a successful extra tipsy. Yeah. And we're going to leave it. We'll leave it on that note.
All right.
Sounds good. See you next time.
Check us out on places.
Social media stuff.
Yeah. Instagram, Tipsy Depraved.
Twitter, Tipsy Depraved Podcast.
TikTok, Tipsy Depraved. We'll be around. Find us. Bye. Oh.